I've talked a lot about traumatic brain injury or concussion and post-concussive issues. I've also discussed neurofeedback as a wonderful treatment for this issue. But what is there that you can do on your own if you can't get neurofeedback? Today on Ask Dr. Gill, I want to discuss supplements that you can take to help with traumatic brain injury. So stay tuned. Welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I'm Dr. Gill Winkleman, your host. And today on the show, I want to talk about a bit about traumatic brain injury and what are the supplements that you can take to help with this. And there's been some interesting studies over the years in terms of supplementation that is helpful for TBI. And there's definitely some controversy in this, or mild controversy, but I think the research is showing there is definitely a certain group of nutrients that are beneficial to most people who've had a concussion. And I have this as an article as well that I put on my website if you're into reading it and seeing it in, you know, black and white, as it were. But you know, part of the thing about the supplements is that the issues that people have because of brain injury, the supplements can help. But I'd like to discuss a little bit about why they might be helpful. And the reason I say that is because it's not enough just to say, oh, you should take this. I think it's important to understand the mechanisms for it so that you understand why it is that that it's good. So kind of what happens with a TBI, and just as a reminder, if you didn't listen to my podcast on TBI, a traumatic brain injury is any kind of force or impact that jogs the brain. And it can be an impact to the brain, but it can also be something that happens as a result of, you know, a fall and landing on your bottom, and that sends a shockwave up through the head as well. And so this is where people don't realize that, you know, when I ask people, have you ever had a head injury, they don't think about that. And probably one of the most severe cases of head injury I actually ever saw was a veteran who had been in an artillery unit during the first Gulf War, and he was standing next to this howitzer, giant howitzer, firing shells, you know, one after the other. That force from the blasting off of the shell can create a concussive wave that can injure your brain. And in his case, he had had so many of these over and over again over the course of, several months that his brains were scrambled, and was one of the most, it was one of the saddest cases I ever worked with. So now some of the problems that we see from head trauma is memory loss, fatigue, mood changes, problems concentrating, poor executive functioning, meaning you don't necessarily do tasks in the order that you need to do them. And you can have attention deficit issues as well. And these are all potential signs of traumatic brain injury. And again, I don't want to go through the whole thing here, but if you listen to my other podcast on TBI, I go through a lot of this. So check that out. Now, when there's a TBI, what can happen is that you have a combination of things happening in the brain. The brain has its own immune system. And as a result of that, it fires off the same inflammatory cycle and inflammatory cytokines that our body would do if you got a cold. And the purpose of this is to help, or if you cut yourself. And the purpose of this is to help regenerate and repair damaged cells. The problem is that oftentimes the nutrients are not sufficient within the brain to allow that to happen. And we also can have issues show up because the brain's immune response leaks out into the body. And so that's important to consider, because this can lead to other autoimmune issues, because the body is looking for an inflammatory signal, but it can't find it, because it's almost like there's two different bodies within you. There's the brain body and there's your body, and each has its own immune system, and one doesn't necessarily know what the other one's doing. And the reason for this, by the way, is that there's something about our white blood cells that will damage neurons. And so we try and keep these separate, and that separation is the blood-brain barrier. Now, this is important in terms of supplementation, because what I'm going to suggest in terms of some of the supplements is going to be things that will help the blood-brain barrier. And so we'll get to that in a minute. So let's talk a bit about some of the supplements. And there are several categories of these that I would say in terms of vitamins, nutrient help, you know, basic nutrients. There's also protectors of the blood-brain barrier. And there's anti-inflammatories that are happening as well. Now, most of the vitamins that I'm going to suggest are not necessarily anti-inflammatory. They're more building blocks, if you will, for helping the cells repair themselves. And this is important because in terms of healing, overall, a good, healthy, whole foods diet is essential for healing from a TBI. And I think that a lot of times people don't take that into consideration in terms of the recovery. And one of the things that I recommend to patients is avoiding drugs and alcohol, because that can interfere with our ability to heal properly. So we're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to run through some of the supplements that are really useful in terms of TBI recovery and why they're useful as well. And just as a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at info@askdrgill.com. That's info@askdrgill.com. And I'm happy to answer questions about what's going on. So stay tuned for the second half of the show. Hello, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I'm Dr. Gill Winkleman, your host. And today we're talking about supplements for TBI recovery. Before I go further into my discussion about that. I just wanted to let people know that I do have a couple of courses that I've done more for nutrients for anxiety, as well as a course on when folates are useful for people, because I get a lot of questions about that on my internet site, and as well as just people commenting and sending me emails. And so I created a course on that. And for a short time, the full course will be on sale. And it's very extensive, just so you know. It kind of includes most of the folate courses, but it goes into other things, mitochondrial health, role of testing and what tests are useful, the vitamins, of course, and there's a lot more. Check it out on my website, AskDrYale.com. All right, so let's talk about the supplements. And when I originally wrote my article on nutrient interventions for traumatic brain injury, I talked about chew in particular, and there's more. And so the chew in particular that I mentioned was vitamin D and magnesium. Though there has been a lot of research about doses of up to 5,000 IU a day for a minimum of 3 months of vitamin D is incredibly helpful in terms of healing from a traumatic brain injury. Magnesium is also important, and there's been multiple studies about this and what some of the things that it does. It can modulate excitotoxicity, it can promote functional and cognitive recovery, it can improve behavioral deficits, and it's also going to regulate intracellular calcium concentrations, which is very important for mitochondrial health, which I talk about in this course. But there's one other that I recommend off the top now, which is zinc, because zinc is really important for protecting the blood-brain barrier. And most people have zinc deficiencies in the United States. I did not put that in the article, I realized. Granted, this was 15 years ago that I wrote the article, but it is an interesting addition that I think is important to understand how patients improve, is that zinc is going to protect the blood-brain barrier, but it's also a key component in terms of managing GABA production, which is a decelerator, if you will, of excitotoxicity. So it's going to bring things down and turn down things. So if you have someone that you're working with, or that you are, if you're experiencing this where they go from 0 to 60 really fast, oftentimes that's because they don't have enough GABA in their system to kind of slow things down. And so the zinc can be very helpful with that as well. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the other supplements in terms of vitamins first. Riboflavin, very important. It addresses energy deficits. It's probably important in terms of the mitochondria producing ATP. We need ATP to help us with energy production, and neurons use a lot of it. So if there's an injured neuron, it's going to need to use more than it would otherwise. And if you want more information about mitochondria, I have a podcast about that with a video as well. I mentioned the magnesium, riboflavin. Choline is another one that is useful for helping the blood-brain barrier. And it's something that we can get in our diet, by the way, but it will help build cellular membranes. And so it basically helps protect the inside from the outside and the outside from the inside in cells. And so that's part of it. That's part of the important piece of it as well. It's also important, choline is, because it's a precursor to acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter. So, and then N-acetylcysteine is very good for as an anti-inflammatory. It's in the studies have been shown to improve neuropsychological and cognitive outcomes. Those are the main ones in terms of the vitamins. Of the nutrients, let's talk a little bit about that. Omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, are exceptionally important in decreasing neuroinflammation. And there's been multiple studies about this in terms of reducing the risk of Alzheimer's as a result of brain injury. And there's a theory about Alzheimer's that it is a sequelae of traumatic brain injury. So in theory, this should help reduce that. In terms of TBI, it's improved the vascular responsiveness within the blood vessels around the brain so that nutrients can get across the blood-brain barrier more efficiently, and it's improved cognitive function. And so, you know, what the recommendation for this is a pretty high dose. It's 2 to 4 grams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. And if you look at a bottle of, like a pill of this, usually you're going to be taking a lot of pills if you do this. So you may, if this is you, you may want to get a liquid form. And you want to look at what the total omega-3s is in terms of DHA and EPA for the dosage and add that up so it's at least 2 to 3 grams per day. So 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. Okay. Creatine monohydrate, this is actually very important. Generally, we think of this in terms of muscle building. It helps maintain ATP levels because there's, like I mentioned, there's a high energy demand post-concussion that needs to be helped. You know, you need more of it. And so the creatine can help with that. And it can be helpful for many of the TBI problems that we see, particularly if there's psychiatric issues as a result of this. However, if there is bipolar in here, you may want to avoid this because creatine may exacerbate bipolar spikes. And I have seen this in several patients over the years and with bipolar, and what we see is they stop sleeping. It's like it's too much energy that's coming into the system. So there's that. And keep that in mind. A couple of herbs that I want to throw out there as useful. Blueberry, which isn't an herb, I guess it's a berry, but blueberry anthocyanins also can decrease neuroinflammation. It can also reduce oxidative stress, and it regulates concentrations of various brain tissue immunomodulators, if you will. And I don't want to go into the details of that, but it's very, very clear that blueberry anthocyanins are important in terms of brain health, but particularly if there's a TBI. And then finally, I want to mention Boswellia serrata, which is an herb otherwise known as frankincense. It is something you can get in a pill form, I believe. It can reduce neuroinflammation, and it appears to reduce the production of inflammatory cytokines. So remember, I mentioned that with patients with brain injury, you are going to increase inflammation in an attempt to help heal the situation. And you want to be able to do that for a short period of time. But if the signal continues too long, that's where you run into problems. And this is true, but whether it's a brain injury or another issue, right? If you cut your arm, as an example, although this is rare that this would happen this way, but if you cut your arm and the inflammation continues, it's going to, over time, bring problems to the rest of the body because it's too much. It's like there's too much inflammation in the system. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope this is helpful. And if you have questions, again, feel free to send me an email to info@askdrgill.com, info@askdrgill.com. And if you like this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or YouTube or wherever you've listened to this. It really helps in terms of getting the word out about what I'm doing. Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a good rest of your day.